business today. And it all starts tonight.
Yeah.
We're the stars of this piece of...
And now, your host for Wrestling Weekly, Doc Young and legendary Les Thatcher.
Doc Young, and wow, I'm really loud today.
Yes, you are.
Let me fix that for a second.
It's a lot better when we can't hear you at all.
Wasn't really ready for that. Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle here with you today on Wrestling Weekly. Les Thatcher's doing a favor, as you will, for our good friend of the show, Percy Pringle.
Yeah, he's still in the Bahamas. Didn't we talk about this 2 weeks ago? He's doing Legends Gone Wild.
Legends Gone Wild.
Yeah, him, George Steele, and Jack Valentine. They're all running naked around the beach with a camera following them. Hideous.
Sweet, man.
Instead of hedonism, it's called hideous. Just kidding.
Les will be back with us next week. But we got a great show for you tonight anyway. Usually, you know, I don't like the show. I can't stand the show. But tonight it's going to be a good show.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
That was a compliment to me, right?
That was a compliment to you because you're here, Big Pete.
Yeah, whatever.
And also going to be with us on the program is B.G. James. And the It's Still Real to Me, Damn It guy, David Wills, is going to be on the program tonight. And he's got a lot of stuff to talk about. And we're going to give him his 15 minutes of fame. I think that's all we should give him, though, is 15 minutes.
I think he's already had that.
Yeah. Just as a symbolic gesture, I think we should just give him 15 minutes in the interview.
What's he going to do for 15 minutes? Cry?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Okay.
I want to see
who he is and what he does for a living and what makes him tick. That'd be great.
Yeah, I want to see if we can do that, make him cry again. I don't know.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see. Let's get into the news, shall we?
Shall we? Any breaking news? You're like CNN. I always come to you for breaking news on this industry.
The breaking news today is that Ring of Honor has dropped Jay Lethal from all future bookings after writing him out last weekend at the 4th anniversary event in Edison, New Jersey. Lethal had lost clean to Samoa Joe at the show. Ring of Honor sources confirmed this morning, that Lethal was done with the company, although one source commented, for now. So
Jay Fatal. He's done.
Yeah, he is done, but he's getting a big push in TNA right now.
Okay.
Yeah, he is. Have you seen TNA?
I'll take your word for it. You know,
have you been watching?
I haven't.
Why not?
You know, I don't have time to watch TNA. That's what's got to do with it. You jackass.
Oh, my God. Oh, this show's going downhill real quick this week.
Oh, stop. This is great.
But... No, Jay Lethal, he has been getting a push in TNA lately, so this might mean something as far as, you know, his TNA career.
Well, what did Ring of Honor release him?
We don't know that yet. We only found out this morning. PW Insider reported this, that Lethal was gone with the company. So we'll have to see.
Well, let's keep me updated on that one, please.
Yes. Other big news, as announced on Monday, Mean Gene Okerlund and Bret Hart announced to the Hall of Fame.
Very good.
Good news.
Oh, it's great.
Because I love Mean Gene.
I love Mean Gene. Who doesn't love Mean Gene?
I don't know. I think he's sexy.
Even his mother-in-law loves him. that's hard to do to get a mother-in-law to love you, you know?
Yeah. I get your point there.
Right. Yeah, you're doing something right when your mother-in-law loves you.
I don't know. Every time I hear Mean Gene anymore, I think about the Ready to Rumble movie. I think you're sexy, Mean Gene. Really, I do.
Well, see, that's the good thing about having so many jobs and kids and wives.
Mm-hmm.
One wife, sorry. So you don't have time to watch crap like that, you know? I've never watched it. I never will. I don't care.
Ready to Rumble rocks, man. I don't know what's wrong with you today.
Oh, my gosh. No, but Gene has always been one of the greatest guys with a microphone in his hand in this industry.
Oh yeah,
I would even put him alongside people on the mic like The Rock, Steve Austin, because he has that voice and he is that guy that when you see him interviewing somebody, you know it's gonna be a good interview because he just has that presence and he just knows how to deliver an interview. And I love him and Hogan when they used to do their stuff together. Of course, they're good friends, and Hogan's gonna induct him, and that's even better. That's great.
Absolutely, it is. Rhode Island Red is asking in the chat room, Doc, what do you think of Marty Jannetty being back? I think it's great. I think Marty Jannetty deserves another chance, and he deserves another run, and it's good to see him back, and I'm happy.
Oh, so
I'm a happy camper to see Marty Jannetty back.
I have a storyline for Marty, too. They should, on Saturday night's main event, they should bring back the barbershop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a classic from Saturday night's main event. Bring back the barbershop. The Rockers are the guests.
No.
And Marty turns on Sean and throws him through the window. How do you like me now, Sean?
No wonder you don't work for WWE no more. That's horrible.
Oh, that's great. Would you stop?
That's horrible.
That's great. For Marty to turn on Sean like that?
Don't talk about recycled, man. It's just the other way around.
The first show of Saturday Night's Main Event needs to have some classic stuff on it to bring the older fans back to what they're used to and to introduce the product to them again.
Yeah, but Marty Jannetty is not, like, as far as storyline-wise, is not in a position to be throwing Shawn Michaels through any windows.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Are you telling me that you don't see Marty Jannetty turn on Shawn Michaels?
That'd be interesting. I'd rather see that than them team up, because I don't want to see a Rockers reunion.
Well, no, we're not going to have a Rockers reunion, but there's got to be a reason for Marty to be back, and I think that's it.
Well, he needs to get paid. That's why he's back. Why can't Marty just be Marty without something having to do with Shawn Michaels again?
Because that's where he left off, and you gotta finish off a storyline, and you gotta give the guy something to do. They're not paying him just to be there.
Yeah, but if Marty Jannetty threw Shawn Michaels through the window, then Marty would have to, you know, they would have to completely redo it over again, and twist it around so that Marty wins the feud this time.
No, not at all. He's a heel. If he does that, he's the heel. Okay?
Yeah, but Shawn Michaels was the heel way back when, and he won the feud.
Shawn Michaels is a better athlete and a better performer than Marty Jannetty could ever be. No offense to Marty.
Well, that's my point I was making earlier of why Marty shouldn't turn on Shawn Michaels, because he's just going to lose anyway.
Well, let's be honest. Marty's only there for a short stint.
Yeah.
Why not have him? I'm sure Sean would love to have something to do with Marty, and I'm sure Marty vice versa. You know, Sean has done a lot for Marty in his personal life, you know, his past few years.
Mm-hmm.
And why not have that storyline? You show that footage again of what, you know, that's the perfect way to do it. And maybe it's not the barbershop, but it's just an example. But you had to have Marty turn on Sean, and you had to have Marty say, yeah, you may have helped me, but you know what? I'm tired. I don't need your freaking help anymore. I remember what you did to me years ago in the barbershop. I remember how you stole my limelight. It was your fault I went into a downward spiral because of you ruined my career.
He really did.
No, he didn't.
That feud ruined Marty Jannetty's career, in my opinion. Once he lost to Shawn Michaels.
Oh, come on.
Once he convincingly lost that feud to Shawn Michaels, that was about it. He never really saw another push again.
Look, in this business, it's not whether you win or lose a match, and that's why I don't get these guys.
I understand that.
It's how you perform. You know, who hasn't lost a freaking match in a feud, a big feud, before? You know, look at Christian, you know?
Yeah. But I understand what you're saying about the whole thing. I understand what you're saying, but perception is reality to a lot of fans. And a lot of fans think that Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, toe-to-toe, Shawn Michaels would whoop him.
Of course he would.
Yeah. And probably, I don't know about real life either.
Well, let's stick to theatrics here.
Okay.
You know, real life is never brought into question. The thing is, and here's my point, you have Marty turn on Shawn. Shawn's down and out because he has the McMahons on his ass. Now he's got his best friend turned on his back, a guy who has helped. It's all about emotions. If that's how you get the people on Sean's side to stay on Sean's side. It's like, gosh, Marty, you jackass. Sean has helped you out of death. He has helped you get back on your feet. He has helped you, you know, from suicide tendencies. You know, he has helped you come back to be a man. And this is how you repay him? You piece of crap. And Marty's a major heel. Whether he wins that feud or not, he is a major heel all of a sudden, somewhere he's never been in the WWE. It's fresh. It's a good storyline. It's always a good storyline when the two friends who've been friends for years all of a sudden turn on each other. I would work.
Stop starting to make sense, Pete. No, Pete, if you didn't know, guys, Pete did used to be a writer for WWE. So, you know, the guy does know what he's talking about. We're not just talking out of our bums.
Well, you know, we're just having a friendly debate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More news.
More news.
Let's move on. PW Insider reports that Scott Steiner is in talks with TNA Wrestling about coming in for the promotion's impending jump to Thursday night prime time. No deal has yet been made, but the discussions are believed to be serious. Now, this news does come on the heels of reports that TNA was looking to secure as many as 5 top Monday Night War era pro wrestlers that are not currently attached to WWE. I wonder who the other 4 would be.
Well, you already got Sting. He's one.
You got Sting, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to go back to the Scott Steiner deal, they may see this as a big deal, but I don't. He's too injury prone.
He is pretty injury prone.
Oh, very injury prone. You know, and there's only so much he can do now. And especially because I was there when WWE bought WCW up. And they wanted to bring Scott in right away. But they couldn't because he had an issue with the ligaments in one of his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And his foot was pretty much just dangling there. I mean, he was in such bad shape. Just that foot alone, I mean, he couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he had all the surgery to correct it, and he's back now, and he's working dates or what have you, but I don't know. I mean, maybe the TNA schedule would be better for him, where he's only working a show or two a week.
Yeah, that's another thing. He might be injury-prone, but he's not going to have to do too much when he gets in TNA.
Right.
Look at Kevin Nash and Sting. I mean, Sting's got a whole year contract, and he's only done one match so far.
Right.
But as Eric Young says, he's coming back, my friends. He's coming back.
Okay. and I think that will be a good story. I think they're doing that right, and that's good, and I hope that they end it right, too. You know?
Yeah. Speaking of TNA, Samoa Joe has reportedly come to terms with TNA for a 2-3 year deal, but has not yet signed anything. But 2-3 year deal for Samoa Joe in TNA. He's going to be a huge megastar in TNA.
Of course he is.
He's already a big star.
And they're trying to lock him in because they know that WWE is going to be knocking on his door pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I worked with Joe for years out here in California with UPW.
Mm-hmm.
And he is he's a great guy, number one. He's a great, excellent leader in the locker room, you know, and he's a tremendous performer. And he goes out there and he busts his nut every single night, no matter what the case is.
Yeah.
And I can definitely see why TNA want to lock him up on a contract because, you know, it's only a matter of time before, you know, Vince, WWE, give him, you know, the right offer, and he'll take it, you know?
I bet WWE's kicking themselves right now that they didn't get him in the first place.
Well, I don't know, you know? I mean, I don't see why they'd be kicking themselves. Why not wait till he becomes a star and then all of a sudden bring him in out of nowhere? I was like, holy crap, Joe's here, and he's threatening who? Cena? Who has a history with Samoa Joe from out here in UPW.
True.
You know,
that's a good way to look at it. Samoa Joe's been on our show before, right before he started with TNA, when he chose TNA. This was when he was still a babyface over there in TNA.
Uh-huh.
And he had explained why he picked TNA over WWE. And basically it was he has a little bit more freedom. He works a little bit less for schedule. He could still do indies. He could still talk to people. You know, he's got more freedom, and he likes it better that way. So I don't know. WWE would have to come up with something big to steal Samoa Joe away after this deal's up.
Well, sure. I mean, Joe's one of the top guys in the business right now, in my opinion.
And I'll tell you what. By the time this 2-3 year deal's over, Samoa Joe's going to be one of the biggest in wrestling. He will be the biggest in TNA, and he will at least have held the NWA World Championship at least once.
Oh, definitely. I totally agree with you. And, you know, and I don't think he can be a heel. I think he's the kind of guy who's like a Steve Austin kind of character.
Mm.
He's trying to make him a heel, but he's just so freaking good, people are going to, you know, want to cheer him and want to, you know, see him every night, no matter what side of the fence
he's on. He is one of those kind of guys that you want to cheer him on anyway, even though he's supposed to be a heel. He's beat up a big fan favorite, Christopher Daniels, a bunch of times. And that still hasn't fazed the crowd. They still love him.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's amazing.
And the thing is, and you know, a lot of people say, well, I want to stick with someone like TNA or an independent promotion. I have my freedom and stuff like that. Okay, you have your freedom. The thing is, though, and people may think I'm not saying this, when you have your freedom, you have more of a chance to fail because you don't have certain guidance,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have the veterans like you do in WWE helping you every day that they do, and I know they do because I've been there, you know?
Yeah.
People like Finley, people like Pat Patterson, Jack Lanza, you know, guys like that backstage, Malenko, who are always helping guys, and maybe they're not getting the push people think they deserve, but they're still getting that input that's very vital that will help in the future, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see, other news. WWE Cruiserweight Champion Gregory Helms has signed a new deal with the company. And do you think that whole big push well, after losing to Jerry Lawler, he got this big push. He ended up with the Cruiserweight Championship. Now he's been seen on SmackDown. I played the WWE fantasy game, which is kind of weird, but somebody talked me into it, and he's one of the leading point scorers right now in that game as far as appearances and wins and things like that. Do you think all that stuff was set up just so he'd sign a new deal?
No. I mean, Helms is such a great athlete. You know, he is so much talent.
He is, but he hasn't been getting any respect for the last year.
Well, you know, he got stuck in a gimmick that, you know, wasn't great. That was kind of actually his idea. He's a huge comic book fan. You know, he loves the Green Lantern and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Right.
It was more or less his idea, and, you know, they stuck with it because that's what he wanted. And it kind of lost its way, and it's kind of like, how do you get out of that? So eventually they came up with the idea, let's send him to the Cruiserweights for SmackDown. Makes sense?
Yeah.
You know, let's do it. So he's a talented performer, and you know, you're going to see just how great he really is, you know, now that he has the outlet he has been needing for many years. You know, you saw him in WCW, then he got stuck with 3 count, you know, it's like, oh, crap, you know. And now he's paid his dues over the years, and, you know, I love the guy, and I think he's great, and I think he's finally getting his chance at where he should be.
Yeah, I'm a big Gregory Helms fan, and hopefully he'll get some more respect that he well deserves.
Oh yeah,
in my opinion. Pete Doyle, guess what? Starting in April, the USA Network is going to be running a late night replay of Raw on Sundays at 2 a.m. Now,
2 a.m. Oh, perfect.
At 2 a.m. Yes, this is reminiscent of the Monday Night Wars, isn't it?
How so? Is that when TNA's on?
No, it's not. But Raw hasn't run a replay since.
Okay. So, I don't know how it's reminiscent if they still have no competition.
You don't think so?
Well, there's nobody going head-to-head with them.
Nobody going head-to-head with them, no. But
okay.
It's still competition. They're still competing over... WWE's trying to hold on to some of these guys now that are... not happy with where they're at right now, especially storyline-wise and things like that. Competition that way, yes. Business competition, uh-huh. But as far as head-to-head so far, no, it's not going to happen. And I think it's a smart idea to not go there yet.
Oh, definitely, yeah. TNA is, you know, they're a good company. But, you know, it's like I always say to myself, if I won the lottery, I'd start my own promotion. And the first thing I would tell people is, I am no way ever going to be competition for WWE because you cannot compete with the history and what they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And people will understand that eventually. And I think TNA do understand that, you know. And that's what's so good, honorable about TNA is they know their place and they know where they should be. And for them to pick time slots that aren't near or at WWE time slots, you know, is good for everybody because the more promotions there are on at different times, the better it is for business.
Yeah.
And the industry as a whole, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was WCW's fault. They'd still be going today if they hadn't went head-to-head.
Probably. Unless somebody had made that same decision to take it off. Speaking of all that, in WCW, a number of outlets including USA Today, reported that Ted Turner would be leaving the board of directors of AOL Time Warner after their next meeting in Georgia. With the end of Time Warner's No Compete, which restricted them from airing or getting involved with professional wrestling, next month, Turner's departure puts an end to any interest on Turner's part to bring professional wrestling back in AOL Time Warner. So, no new promotion.
No.
Unless Turner wants to pay for it out of his own pockets, but he's not going to have Time Warner behind him anymore.
Well, I don't think he would need Time Warner. He's got plenty of money himself.
He does have plenty of money himself, but is he going to risk it on wrestling? Especially after what happened last time.
Well, I think his hands were kind of tied last time. I think if he didn't have anybody else saying they were going to take care of business and not taking care of it, I think he could give it a good shot if he had the money and he took care of it himself.
Yeah.
There were too many chiefs and not enough Indians last time.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You need to see one chief and dozens of Indians, just like WWE, and that's how you succeed, you know?
We'll have to see. Next month, the no-compete lapses, and we'll have to see what happens.
Well, now, isn't that interesting that he left now?
Now that you say that, you know, that puts another thought in my head, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah. According to NBC affiliate WBIR-TV, Pamela Turner, who is the Tennessee school teacher who was convicted of having a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old boy, she's the one who appeared on the WCW Monday Nitro Spring Break Bikini Contest. Well, she was released from jail yesterday. Turner served 6 months of a 9-month sentence and will be on probation for 7 years. The station did note her appearance for WCW in their story, but they referred to her as having been a bikini-clad promoter.
Bikini-clad promoter.
Bikini-clad promoter.
But hey, Pamela, that's what WCW sang.
Pamela Turner out of jail.
Wow.
Maybe she'll come back to wrestling in some form, you think?
No. Highly doubt it.
Now, what the whole deal with, this has nothing to do with wrestling, but what's the whole deal with these ladies, you know, and they're good looking. I've seen pictures of Pamela Turner. She's hot.
Yeah.
With a 13-year-old boy. I mean, where were all these, you know, teachers who wanted to score with 13-year-old boys when I was 13 years old?
Shit, man. They probably ran when they saw you.
They just, all them teachers, they just wanted to give me Fs, you know.
Yeah, not the kind of F you wanted, though.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But
well, I'll tell you what, though. I had a teacher who used to hit on me all the time when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I tell you.
Oh,
he
God,
was a jerk.
Pete.
Hey!
I don't know. That's pretty sick. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a Hot Topic coming up tonight. You're usually on the Hot Topic segment.
I usually am, so what's going on? I'm already here.
So this is going to be interesting. Now, we've got Bruce Mitchell from PW Torch. He's going to be with us for the Hot Topic tonight.
Awesome.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back right after this with Hot Topic. It's Bruce Mitchell on Wrestling Weekly coming up after this. You're listening to Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle filling in for legendary Les Thatcher tonight on Wrestling Weekly. Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
We know, you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JSK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out our brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it rip.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. Hi there, folks. This is Joseph White here, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new show on www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. The show is called From Pillar to Post Live, and it is taking Wednesday nights by storm, with such guests as AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Don West, indie star Human Tornado, and many, many others. This show is something you do not want to miss out on. That's P2P Live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after In Your Head. For more information, such as how to contact the hosts, upcoming guests, and to chat with other P2P fans in our forums, log on to www.p2plive.net. That's www.p2plive.net. We'll see you Wednesday night, folks.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a freaking bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. And I heard what you said during the break, Pete.
No, you did. I don't repeat anything I said during the break.
It's time for Hot Topic. We've got from PWTorch.com, it's Bruce Mitchell, who does the Mojo Mitchell Raw Report every week, including the Mojo Mitchell Raw Report, but he does a lot of other stuff, a lot of good stuff. I read his columns all the time, and we're happy to have you on the show tonight.
Well, it's always fun to be on this good deal.
It is, it is. You're a friend of one of our guests tonight, aren't you?
I am.
Yes, you're a friend of the Crying Wrestling Fan.
Oh, very much so, yeah. Dave Willis.
Now, how do you know him?
He's a long-time Torch reader,
mm-hmm.
and just an old-time wrestling fan from Georgia, and he works some of the independents, but I met him for the first time about... I don't know, it was probably 6 weeks or 2 months before this thing happened at a wrestling convention in Charlotte that was sort of a mid-Atlantic reunion show and convention and all that kind of thing. And I was in the having a cold soda in the bar, and he walked up and somehow recognized me, and we started talking and introduced him. He introduced me to his wife, and really nice guy.
Hey, this guy's married?
Yeah, he's
absolutely
married.
Absolutely, and... believe me, nobody was more surprised than I was when I clicked on. You know, I said it was actually message boards on the Torch website, and someone just put it up and said, "You've got to see this." And I clicked it on, and there was Dave. And I just met the guy 6 weeks ago. I was like, "Oh my God!" But when you watch that, you think he's dumb as dirt, and he's nothing. He's nothing like that at all. I think his emotions got a hold of him, but.
he really, you know, he really appreciates what wrestlers do for his entertainment and how hard they work and a lot of the sacrifices that they made. And you know, Terry Funk talking about the death of Eddie Guerrero got to him.
Yeah.
And so everybody kind of reacted to it in this, oh, my God, you know, lowest common denominator wrestling fan. And he's really not like that at all. And I think you guys will find out tonight. He's, you know, intelligent, loves the wrestling business, and has been following it for years and years. So, yeah, I'm a friend and fan of. It's still real to me, damn it, guy. So, I mean, it just cracks me up. It's just like, oh my God, this guy. He was, you know, standing in the bar talking to him for a couple hours, and you know, turned around, turned to the most famous wrestling fan in America there for a while.
Absolutely. We're going to get to Hot Topic in just a minute, but first a fan has a question. It's a Russell fan in the chat room. He wants to know, Bruce, how do you feel about JR possibly coming back for WrestleMania?
I certainly would love to see it. I think there's a lot of bad feeling between Stephanie and Vince McMahon and Jim Ross. And, you know, I think it'd be a good move publicity-wise and a good move for the company to, you know, at the very least get some closure with Jim Ross, who's such an important part of their product. But I still think it's not – I still think it's possible, but I kind of see it as unlikely right now. And it's a shame because none of that should have happened. In fact, you know, Jim, there's no reason that Jim Ross shouldn't be right where he always was calling pay-per-views and calling Raw. So we'll see.
So you don't see J.R. coming back and getting involved in the Shawn-Vince storyline, which would make sense?
It would make sense, but I think this is something that – is beyond making sense. I think there's just a lot of bad. I think Vince McMahon and Stephanie McMahon got tired of being told that maybe what they were doing was not as smart as it could be, just there was a lot of bitter, bad feeling. And, you know, time can take care of some of that. And I could see them doing something, you know, kind of honor him and send him out the door at the same time. But, I don't know. I mean, it'd be great. I mean, that's a logical idea. I mean, it would make a lot of sense as far as like what we've seen on television, but
yeah.
Who knows? But I think it's unlikely.
Yeah. All right. So, go ahead, Pete.
No. I just, you know, I mean, I disagree, but you know, I think that you know, there's definitely a lot worse things that happen between Hogan and WWE, and we see how Hogan's brought back in that positive limelight every time. And I just think that Vince, in this case, will do what's right for business, and I think, you know, JR won't have as much stroke as he used to, and we probably see him interjecting in the Shawn Shane match, which would make sense, or the Shawn Vince match maybe.
Well, if Vince McMahon wants Jim Ross back, he can certainly get Jim Ross back. He's still under contract, and you know, he can't say no to him, or it would cost him an awful lot of money. So he's not going to. But so if Vince McMahon wants him back, he can have him back. And you know what? I mean, Pete, I really say this. I hope you're right and I'm wrong.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not trying to
I mean, we'll see. I don't
dog year. I'm definitely not trying to dog year. I'm just, you know, trying.
No, I don't sense that at all. I would love to see Jim Ross back where he should be.
Absolutely.
Calling wrestling WWE.
I don't think that's going to happen, but I would really love it.
What do
he
you
needs
know,
to be
Doc?
Back then there. But, yeah, what do I know? What's the hot topic tonight there, Bruce?
You know, I mean, I know the drug policy coming out this week and the meeting that they had Monday is really important and pretty complicated, but I just throw out something I think is pretty interesting is that a couple of weeks ago we had Edge and Lita and John Cena on the top of the at the top of the Raw shows, you know, kind of on top of the shows, and throw Ric Flair in there too. And Raw was getting 4.5 ratings, and now Edge has been moved to another place on the card, and Cena's still where he is, and Triple H has kind of taken his place as the lead, you know, the number one lead heel, and the ratings gone down half a point. That's a pretty significant thing. I mean, you can even throw in Vince McMahon and Shawn Michaels into it, because that's what they ended the show, you know, last week with, you know, with the Marty Jannetty skit. But I think that Edge. They were really on to something with Edge and Lita as defending the title against John Cena, and it seems like the changes that they've made have hurt their ratings. So I'd say that's the hot topic this week.
Mm. Pete, interject.
Well, I mean, I definitely think that Edge was starting to make a nice champ as a heel, and I always believed that you should have a heel as champ going to WrestleMania. It certainly sells better that way. I think when you have a believable face chasing that title, and you know, people will buy one to see it. You know, nobody wants to buy a pay-per-view to see a heel win a title, and nobody wants to buy a pay-per-view to maybe see a face they don't even care about keep it.
You got a good point there.
You know, so I think I definitely agree with Bruce that, you know, maybe they should have kept the title on Edge, and had somebody else other than Cena go after him. Or, you know, the way it's looking right now, when I turn on Raw on Monday night, I'd love to see the babyface Triple H come out and talk crap to the heel John Cena. That's the way it looks right now.
Well, you kind of saw that Monday night. I mean, they really pulled the rug out from under Cena, a guy that they protected for a long time. And I think that, you know, I'm not sure whether it was, you know, Triple H coming out and wanting to take his turn or whatever it was. But they really, I thought, made Cena look, you know, deliberately looked bad, and they haven't done that. In fact, they've done the exact opposite for a year, kind of shoving down people's throats. And,
yeah.
You know, it's worth saying that the guy does draw ratings. The guy draws fans, and you know, the quarterlies came out today, and you know, they're drawing a lot of merchandise. You know, better merchandise than they did a year ago. Merchandise sales and all that, and that a lot of that's directly attributed to John Cena, because, you know, John Cena draws kids and he draws women, you know, new fans, but the old fans don't like it. So you've got, you know, it's definitely a mixed bag with him. But yeah, I think, you know, how they work through all this and what they do is pretty interesting. But, you know, I also think that Edge is a real component here. That Edge, you know, he's a guy who's been around for a long, long time, but he's fresh in that role as the heel champion. He's fresh at the top of the, you know, top of the show. And, you know, you really, usually history wrestling business, you increase your business by bringing in new stars and fresh stars, and, you know, keep the other ones, but you freshen things up. And I think Triple H is kind of seen as the old guard. I mean, we'll see as the ratings go through, but it's pretty interesting that that when they made the switch, you know, they lost a chunk of the viewing audience.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that, you know, I think that if anything, Edge will get punished for that, but, you know, which is kind of backwards too. But, you know, we'll see how that stuff goes. But I think a lot of people, you know, there is that backlash, and a lot of people want to see the cool heel Triple H, you know, beat up John Cena, that they see him as, you know, phony bad wrestler, and, you know, and good looking guy who gets the women, doesn't always make, you know, us ugly guys all that happy.
But let's call that the Elvis syndrome.
That's an interesting way to put it. Yeah, everybody wanted to whip Elvis's ass back in the day.
Yeah.
All the guys did, and all the girls loved him. So yeah, that's, you know, but I mean, you know, but wrestling's about money. I mean, if the guy can bring money in, they should keep working with it. I mean, there are better ways to do what they do. But
yeah, we've had this poll up on the website for a long time. Purposely, we've left it up there for a long time to see, you know, once and for all, you know, do you boo John Cena or do you cheer him? And it's pretty close.
Yep.
We've left it up there for quite a while. Now, there has never been more cheers than boos. It's boos have always been winning, but just barely.
That's interesting, because I think the people that really, you know, follow wrestling closely and, you know, get up on the internet and look for the day-to-day gossip and the day-to-day news would be more likely to boo John Cena.
Yeah.
You know, just more, you know, more guys thing, and more, you know, would be more able to see through the, you know, see through his work in the ring. So
I think it's interesting to see the results of that poll, because
yes.
And maybe there's a lot of closet Cena fans out there.
That's an interesting way to put it. Could be.
What do you think about Ray winning the Royal Rumble and not going to WrestleMania? This is the first time we've seen this happen.
Well, I mean, you know, he's going now because they kind of had to give him the reward for going along with this crap of Eddie Guerrero.
Oh yeah.
And so the reward was, it didn't logically make sense, but they just went ahead and threw him into the three-way. It's a really messed up situation. It's just, you know, I think they had a long-term plan where, you know, they were, that they were really committed to, you know, they're committed to Triple H and John Cena. They're committed to it a year ago. And this one, I think what they wanted was, they're committed to Randy Orton, unless Randy Orton, you know, acts up too much on the road, which is always a possibility, kind of a flake. So, but if he, anyway, they wanted Randy Orton to beat Kurt Angle at WrestleMania. And again, that's what Pete talked about. It's going to be, you know, that'd be the heel beating the face.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, everybody really feels sorry for Ray, that Ray wouldn't succeed, that Ray wouldn't get to WrestleMania, and then, you know, then Ray would fight from underneath and fight from underneath and finally beat Randy Orton sometime this year and get his, you know, sort of promise that if he'd go along with the, you know, if he'd go along with, you know, Eddie Guerrero's in hell stuff. And then what would happen would be Orton would beat him back for the title, and then Ray would be established as a world champion, but he'd go back to kind of the top mid card, and
right.
Batista would come back. And Batista, and then you'd have the Batista-Orton feud. And I think that's where they're wanting to go, but, you know, still pretty volatile right now. They made a decision with Ray, so we'll see how it goes. Ray has a shot at winning that title. To me, it's pretty. To me, you've got the Eddie Guerrero thing at the Hall of, you know, the Hall of Fame, and you just honor Eddie Guerrero by having Ray. You give everybody the happy ending at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm. Well said. It really does.
Kind of
make
long-winded, but
no, it makes a lot of sense. It really does.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for being on for Hot Topic tonight. And we will see you again in a few weeks for Hot Topic once again. Don't forget to check out all of Bruce's stuff over at pwtorch.com, guys.
Oh, it's great stuff. I love reading it.
I appreciate it. Pete, good to meet you.
Yeah, sir. Nice to meet you. Thank you, and appreciate your input.
All right. Talk to you next time, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bruce Mitchell from PW Torch here on Wrestling Weekly. It's going to be about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he is. He really is. We're glad to have him, you know, periodically come on the show and give us some insight from a guy who's been writing for the Torch for 15 years.
Wealth of knowledge. You read the stuff, guys. I'm serious. And I'm not trying to plug anybody's website because I don't like to plug stuff. But definitely check it out. Everybody on that website knows what they're talking about. And, you know, unlike Doc here. But
right.
Hey, I'm just kidding. I love Doc.
It's good stuff, though. It really is. We're going to take a quick break, guys. When we come back, we've got David Wills coming up on the show. And I seriously doubt that anybody's listening to the show right now who doesn't know who David Wills is or doesn't know what It's Still Real to Me, Damn It means. But we're going to play a little clip of the infamous clip that's been going around on the Internet. We're going to play the audio part of it. And then you'll know who the crying wrestling fan is, and we'll have.
I'll just be surprised if anybody's listening to the show. Period.
Yeah. Oh, I'm about to do the rest of the show solo. I swear.
Oh, come on.
I'm teasing. We'll be right back after this with David Wills.
Next question, Jeff. Where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! Thank y'all, guys. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well, thank you.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph White here, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new show on www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com. The show is called From Pillar to Post Live, and it is taking Wednesday nights by storm, with such guests as AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Don West, indie star Human Tornado, and many, many others. This show is something you do not want to miss out on. That's P2P Live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after In Your Head. For more information, such as how to contact the hosts, upcoming guests, and to chat with other P2P fans in our forums, log on to www.p2plive.net. That's www.p2plive.net. We'll see you Wednesday night, folks.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a frickin' bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, then an obsession. Check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason, and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trey Dog here with my tag team partner,
JSK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out a brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
bad word,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Hey, girl. Get on your wine and I'll leave you there. I want to hear it, okay?
Do, 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 do. I like this music. Pete Doyle, I like it.
Yeah, I can't hear it, so.
It's funky, man.
Is it?
Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. On the line right now, our special guest, David Wills. We played the clip for you a little bit earlier if you didn't know who David was. But David Wills, a.k.a. the crying wrestling fan. David, I want to thank you for being on Wrestling Weekly tonight.
Hey, Doc and RSP, I really appreciate y'all having me on there. Great show. Y'all have enjoyed the last one y'all did. Do a great job with what you do, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you very much. Well, we want to get right into it and
certainly
basically ask you, why are you such a big crybaby? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Sure.
But could you tell us what went on that day and, you know, and what you were going through?
Certainly, I'll be happy to. This was at the Starrcade Tribute Show in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It was around November of last year. They had a fan fest prior to the matches that night. It was Tony Hunter, CCW is what it was doing the show. And they offered you that chance to meet fans to meet their favorite wrestlers earlier that morning.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine and I, we went from Atlanta up there to see a lot of folks there. They had Dr. Tom Pritchard, Boogie Woogie Man Jimmy Valiant, Jerry the King Lawler, Tracy Smothers, Barbarian, Terry Funk, Midnight Express, Jim Cornette, a lot of great talent that I really would have enjoyed and I really wanted to meet. And I'd just been to a previous fan fest in Charlotte, North Carolina a little bit before. So I enjoyed that one. I want to go to this one. Couldn't go to the wrestling later that evening because I had to work.
Mm.
But so we headed down there got our tickets for the morning to be able to meet and greet and then head back. As I was waiting in line talking about wrestling with other fans, I got the chance to see Harley Race get out of his car. He had done a talk the night before with Terry Funk. I think they made a DVD of that as well. And he was moving really, really slowly, and I felt really bad because Harley Race is just such a legend, and to see him, you know, having problems and everything, I feel for the guys. I mean, they have a life and have grandchildren, and I don't like to see anybody not being able to get around, you know, with disabilities or whatever. So he was moving really slowly, so that was on my mind. But I'm there to have fun, okay? I want to meet people. So I get in there, and I see, folks like Tony Atlas and Tracy Smothers, met Bill Apter, who I gave away my allowance to for years on PWI After Books, and such like that. I also ran the Terry Funk, who I'd seen at the previous fan fest in Charlotte, and he was having problems getting around. If you watched Beyond the Mat, you'd see that some days are better than others for Mr. Funk.
Mm-hmm.
It was rough for him getting around. Now, I was thinking about that again. It was, the fan fest was the week that Eddie Guerrero had passed away, and the morning after the Observer had reported that Nick Dinsmore had been sent home and was no longer on the road from England, which was one thing,
right.
Which you go, pretty much everybody figured out. So that was going on. I got to meet other wrestlers. I got into the spirit. I got to meet the King, Jerry Lawler. I'm a huge Memphis fan, followed the King in Dundee for years. Got to meet Dr. Tom Pritchard, great, great talent, not just a great trainer. Loved him in Continental and USWA. Really big Tom Pritchard fan. Enjoyed meeting him. Got to meet the Boogie Woogie Man, Jimmy Valiant. What a great, great charismatic talent that he was.
Yeah, funny too.
Very much so. And got to meet the Barbarian, who, for some strange reason, is one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Always been a huge Barbarian fan. Big Barbarian mark. I think I scared him. I brought up Body Slam and thought he deserved the Emmy for that. a lot of people aren't fans of that movie, but I thought him and T.J. O'Connor did a great job. But, you know.
Do you, before we move on, though, do you have a volume on your phone?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can you turn it down? Because you're really loud.
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, go on.
All right. So, after that, thanks, guys. I'll get you. All right, thanks.
Yeah, shut the door.
Okay. So, after that, we went out, and we were still there. Sorry about that. Someone walked in. But got to meet Kong the Barbarian. It was really great. Let's see here. Also, got to meet a few other people, the Mulkeys, Rocky King, stuff like that. And I was really getting into the spirit. Well, then what happened was they had a Q&A session coming up after lunch. It was involving Bill Apter hosting with the Midnight Express and Jim Cornette and Terry Funk. So I was really looking forward to that, and I had the time. It was included with the price of the Fan Fest, so I was looking forward to that. I was still thinking about a lot of things I saw and how happy I was and emotional that I met my favorite wrestlers, but at the same time thought about the frailty of, you know, the body in this business and all. So I sat down after getting a bite of pizza and stuff and started listening. And they started asking questions, you know, what would, you know, tell us about this, tell us about that. And they said, you know, what would be your dream match? And they said, the Midnight X, and everybody answered. And then Terry Funk brought up, he said, I'd like to have one more of Eddie Guerrero. Now, Eddie Guerrero and Terry Funk did have a match back in 89 on, it was NWA television, World Championship Wrestling, as a matter of fact. Why Eddie didn't get a job then, I have no idea. It was a very good match. But he said he'd like to have that, and I started thinking about that. And then Terry Funk continued by bringing up the fact that he said, we as wrestlers need to police our own business. We need to take care of some things and not wait for whoever to take care of it. We need to come out and speak with the guys we mentor and talk to them and encourage them to stay away from certain elements in wrestling.
Right.
He said that, you know, Trevor Murdoch's a kid who's going to, you know, always have a clean nose because he doesn't want to lose his trainer, Harley Race's, respect. He said that still means something to these guys. He said, and if we have to, we need to maybe withhold our respect, and not to be corny, but our love for these guys if they don't, because that's the way that we can help that. He said, when you get right down to it, with all the death in this business, if you look around, every city has a crack house. Charlotte, Spartanburg, South Carolina probably has one. And he said he would venture to mention that the crack house in Spartanburg, South Carolina probably had more deaths, probably had less deaths in the last 5 years than professional wrestling has had.
Yeah.
And I started thinking about that, and that was also very touching. And it was very powerful to hear Terry Funk say that. And it was, at the same time, too, disturbing that that the business does breed that. It does have, you know, certain elements that don't belong, the drugs, you know, the body enhancers. You know, the lifestyle, just to travel is enough to make a person nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about that, and started thinking about Harley and Terry Funk, guys who, you know, busted their butts just for my entertainment and others collectively, for the wrestling fans' entertainment, and seeing that, you know, maybe they're okay, but how many guys had came before them? How many other folks had came out and wrestled for years and didn't have a penis to show for? How many guys are, you know, still trying to make a living in the sport and really their bodies are giving out, or, you know, they're crippled and can't play with their grandchildren like they should? And it really just touched me. And then I started thinking back to some of the ECW television that I'd watched back a few years when Mick Foley was there, and how when he did his heel turn, he talked about, you guys talk about hardcore wrestling. You know, how many of you guys have called up Dynamite Kid and thanked him and said, hey, thanks for all the dives on the concrete floor. You know, sorry you don't have a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of. You know, thanks for all the great matches, you know.
Right.
You know, sorry you're homeless. And it just touched me, and I'm, you know, a well of emotion because I've had one of the strangest times, because I've had a very happy moment, but also a very sad moment seeing what happened. And then I was wanting to ask some questions. I wanted to hear some more Dick Murdoch stories from the panel, because there's a ton of them out there. And Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch is such a phenomenal talent that he does need to be in the history books, and that he does need to be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion, because that is just a character that just epitomizes a lot of wrestling and a lot of the stuff, a lot of the antics that are just in one way humorous, but in other ways symbolize what a great talent he was in so many different ways. And I wanted to ask him, hey, I want to hear some more Dick Murdoch stories.
Right.
Well, I stood up. I guess the guy who was interviewing me, name was Jeff. I've been asked, you know, isn't your name Jeff? No. After was talking to him, to Jeff, saying, hey, you know, who's the next question? And I get up and instead of introducing myself, I said, I want to thank you guys. And I'm looking at Jim Cornette with busted knees, and I think him and Sin are wonderful. And they've always been super kind to me when I met him at FanFest, and really neat. And the Midnight X, you know, Bobby and Dennis, poor Bobby's even slowed down. And Dennis, both of them are phenomenal still just to watch him, even though, you know, they've slowed down some. And I just welled up with emotion. I said, thank you, guys. I wanted to say it eloquently and say, hey, you know, thanks for what you did. You know, it means something to me if no one else says it. But I went with emotion. I'm like, thanks, you know, for what you did to your bodies. It sounds creepy to me, too, sometimes. But, you know, and then I say, you know, thanks, Mr. Funk, for saying what needs to be said. And, of course, my southern accent is, thanks for what needed to be said. And, you know, here I am, I start, you know, bawling, and I don't know what it was, if it was the fact that, you know, the sacrifices these folks have given, or the fact that that day was one of the happiest I've had in a long time, or, and also mixed with sadness, how it's so bittersweet, or maybe some of the thoughts were about how many people under 40 die in this crooked business that they claim they're independent contractors but haven't, but can't work anywhere else and have no health insurance and no union and no retirement, no pension or anything like that.
Right.
And it just came out then, and for that moment in time, for that day, meeting the wrestlers, meeting the Barbarian, it was real to me because I felt like the seventh grade kid buying the wrestler and PWI down at the Time Saver in Ackworth, Georgia when I was growing up. I felt like the same kid who was jumping up and out of the chair in the living room when the Russians and Eddie Gilbert put the flag over Cowboy Bill Watts. And for that moment in such a phenomenal arena, the Spartan Coliseum with so much history in Mid-Atlantic and NWA history there, that for that day, it was very real to me, and I yelled, it's still, I don't know if I was just mad because of what was happening. I was mad, I lost emotion. I don't really know where it came from.
Yeah.
Probably the gut or probably the heart. It was something that, you know, I just felt, and then I immediately regained the composure because I realized that I'd got out of control of my emotions, and asked him for some Dick Murdoch stories, and I was okay. I was trying to keep it together, and I felt real bad because Dennis Condrey's wife was sitting in front of me, and I kind of scared her. Probably freaked a lot of people out, but didn't want to do that for sure. Never would mean to do that, but just it was a very emotional time. And matter of that, the fact that it carried and was all around everywhere after that just blew my mind. I couldn't believe it. The fact that, you know, later, a couple of weeks later, I'm a tape trader, and some friends of mine sent me a message that said his sig line was, it's still real to me, damn it. Well, Vince doesn't want me to trade tapes anymore, but I will. But, yeah, you're never getting my DVDs, you know. They're mine. I record them off TV and convert them. So, there.
Right. After all that and stuff, when was it that you found out that it had gotten over the internet, people were teasing and laughing about it.
Exactly.
Like
with that. Then, I guess, PM me with a message that says, his sig line was, it's still real to me, damn it. And I'm thinking, hey, great. I get a message back. Have you seen the clip? The clip. The clip. Oh, no, there's a clip out there. And then I find out that, thanks. Then I find out that the clip is out there, and I search, and I find out it's all over the net. They say it's at Gorilla Mask. It's at, you know, it's on WrestleCrap, Figure Four Weekly, all these other boards, and I'm thinking, my gosh, what's going on? You know, because once it's on the internet, you can't put it back in the bottle no matter how hard you try. So it's just everywhere. People were commenting on it, and I just, you know, come out and say, yeah, it's me, and here's why. And people are like, oh, it's not you. Sorry, I don't live vicariously on the internet.
Right.
I'm I'm not going to, I don't see a line of people standing in line who look like me to claim it, so obviously it was. And then through that, I was able to, you know, explain the situation. I really don't care what the mass media on who is going to, you know, pick at me and make fun of me. If they're leaving somebody else alone, more power to them. That's great. Let them have fun with it. I know what it was. But as far as the wrestling fans and the wrestling community, I wanted them to know, here's why. It was steward to me at that moment. And as far as I'm concerned, it was good that it was still real to me. And I don't regret saying it. I can't do nothing about it, so you just live up to it.
Right.
Since then, I think it's finally going away. Boom, Jimmy Kimmel plays on the show. I'm like, what the hey, you know?
Did you see it live when he played it, or did
you? No, sir. As a matter of fact, I didn't. They don't show the Jimmy Kimmel show in Atlanta, which I'm thankful for many different levels, especially, you know. It wouldn't be cool for my boss to say, what's this, you know? But since I told them they're cool and they understand what's going on. But they don't show the Kimmel show here, but I found it on a message board. Someone put it on the YouTube or something. I was able to take a look at it and see exactly what was going on. And I did download it and got it on the computer at the house. It was wild that, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, this guy really likes wrestling and wanted me to appear in the show. Now, he contacted me, and I'm like, cool, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, too, my regular job, which I'm committed to, I still consider myself just a fan through all this. I'm very committed to that. I enjoy what I do, and the company I work for is very great. The bosses have been very understanding through my sudden fame. They've had a little fun with it, but they've been cool with it. But my first load is them, so I gave them some dates I could come, and, you know, when I could, and they said, okay, you know, we want you to come, and then they never did get back to me. They did an interview, asked me, you know, when's the last time you cried over something and stuff. I don't know if they wanted to make it into a joke thing or what. You know, if we got a bunch of wrestlers into the room, would you? And I'm like, you know, no, this is how I am. This is the way I feel. And, you know, forgive me. It's not, if it's not what, you know, you were expecting or whatever, but this is how, you know, there's actually, you know, real feeling. I mean, you know, I'm familiar with, you know, the sport, the business and all, and this is what I am, and no, I'm not going to go on camera and ham it up. I'm not going to, you know, make a fool out of myself. I got relatives in other areas where Kimmel is played, and, you know, I didn't tell them that, but, you know, that's what I was thinking.
I could just imagine them asking you that. If we put other wrestlers in the room, would you cry?
They did actually ask me that, asked me who my favorite wrestlers are, and I'm like, you know, oh, you know, here's the thing. It was, you know, it was regarding the death of Eddie Guerrero. You know, I really wouldn't want to participate in something that would make fun of it.
Right.
And they never get back to me, so obviously I wasn't what they wanted. I think Dave Meltzer actually had an article in the Observer saying something that happened to him. They wanted to do something on him as the world's biggest wrestling fan, and it didn't happen because they picked some Hacksaw Jim Duggan mark instead, who was, you know, didn't even speak the English language. So, you know, being in the same category as Dave Meltzer on something, I'll be okay with that. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
So,
I bet you would.
But other than that, everything was just, you know, really cool to be able to appear on, you know, other podcasts. I've had some great opportunities from this. Been able to go out and appear on Figure Four Daily with Brian Alvarez, your fine show, which you do a quality product and do an excellent show, and I really enjoy the opportunity.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Carl Stern's history of the business, and also is concerned about the deaths in the business as well. And it's been, you know, in your head online. I've been able to do a whole lot of stuff, and I've really enjoyed the opportunity to come out there and do that, and also enjoyed being on. I'm now. My mother had some illness, and my job's been really busy lately, so I hadn't had a chance to write one in a while. But I'm also writing a column for WorldWrestlingInsanity.com. Plug. James Gutman's been great to me, and I've really enjoyed doing that for him. I hope I can contribute more coming up. And looking forward to appearing on a show this week in Lenore, North Carolina, back in the area where it happened. Too. I'll be up there appearing for Southern Championship Wrestling at southernchampionshipwrestling.com. I'll be the guest ring announcer for the two main events, and those main events are Dusty Rhodes, The American Dream, taking on Jerry the King Lawler, which I'm so tickled I get to see live.
Excellent.
And also get to see the Powers of Pain versus the Midnight Express.
Excellent, excellent. We're going to take a quick break. Can you stick with us through the break?
Sure, I can.
All right, we're going to be back with David Wills right after this here on Wrestling Weekly. You're listening to Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle here on Wrestling Weekly. Stick around. More with David Wills when we come back.
We know, we know you hate this part, but Wrestling Weekly will return after this short break.
Why are you doing this to me?
Next question, Jeff, where are you? Right there.
Yeah. I just want to thank each and every one of y'all for all you've done to your bodies. It's still real to me, damn it! I'll be... Thank
Take
you.
Take it easy, man.
Thank y'all, guys. Y'all were awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Funk, for saying what needed to be said. I don't want to see another one of these.
Well,
you're listening to WrestlingWeekly.com. We always have the scoop on the inside of professional wrestling.
Don't listen to me, people. You can find out for yourself right now at home.
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph White here, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new show on www.WrestlingMediaNetwork.com. The show is called From Pillar to Post Live, and it is taking Wednesday nights by storm, with such guests as AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Don West, indie star Human Tornado, and many, many others. This show is something you do not want to miss out on. That's P2P Live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after In Your Head. For more information, such as how to contact the hosts, upcoming guests, and to chat with other P2P fans in our forums, log on to www.p2plive.net. That's www.p2plive.net. We'll see you Wednesday night, folks.
Now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.WrestlingMediaNetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.WrestlingMediaNetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
There's the latest news and information.
Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. We're finishing up with David Wills here. And, David, you were speaking about World Wrestling Insanity that you did the sort of rebuttal on.
Yes, I was contacted, and I'd already rebutted on a lot of other columns and a lot of message boards, but I was not only in a popular video, but also a long-time fan. I've been a 20-year fan since 1985 and followed, independence, a lot of the southern stuff, remember the territorial days, and also a fan of the history of the sport. And I was given that forum, so I was able to do that and put out another column as well. And I really enjoyed that opportunity to rebut what a lot of people had said. And let them know, like I said, as far as it's concerned, the mainstream, they're never going to look at wrestling in a positive way. They're always going to have something negative to say about it. They're always going to have something to complain about, or they're going to overlook deaths or something. Oh, that's just wrestling. Well, no, it ain't. It's important, and it's important to the families. And the fans are diehard fans. You're not going to find a sport,
for my money, you can't find a sport or entertainment that will give you the enjoyment that you can get in a night of wrestling. Heroes and villains fight, you know, the ultimate war that night. You can have tragedy, comedy, and drama. You can have heroes fighting people. I mean, it's just, you know, you can dream anything you want. It's part soap opera, part sport, a hybrid of great entertainment. And it's just something that I really enjoyed since I started watching it. And I'm proud to be a lifelong fan. And I really do think that wrestling fans are some of the most loyal fans in the world and some of the most diehard fans in the world. And I don't like to see them, you know, insulted and mocked. I think some of what the WWE does that nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They dumb down the product and put a bunch of nonsense out there or look at the fans down at them. I don't like it when the mainstream media does it as well. So as far as those, you know, the main areas, I don't have a desire to rebut or do anything like that.
Right.
I just, you know, as far as wrestling, I'm enjoying the heck out of being on great shows like yours, being able to talk to other fans. I've gotten so many great emails and PMs from people saying, you know, Dave, you're right. It is still real to me, too. I remember when I was a kid watching so-and-so. I remember when I was doing this. I talked in one interview I did about, you know, I spoke with Gordon Soley right on one of my birthdays. I was calling about his wrestling game and was so excited to speak to him, I forgot to write down the address, and I never got the game, and he later passed away, and I kind of wished I'd wrote down the address. A wonderful listener or fan sent me the game.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, talk about a wonderful human being. I thank them so much, but I can't thank them enough. Such an altruistic display was just great, and I'm just really, really, really proud of other fans in wrestling who feel the same way.
Yeah.
And you don't see it now, and WWE seems to get away from the real element. While I am a fan now, you know, who knows what's going to happen in 10 years? To be honest, you know, some weeks I can go without watching Raw. Now, do I put in my Continental DVDs or my Russell Birmingham DVDs? Absolutely. Do I watch Bill Watts UWF in Memphis? Absolutely. But the current product just is leaving me a little bit, you know, to be desired. I want to see it come back. I'm getting into some of the other stuff, but as far as the current product, I just hope that WWE gets back to the basics and the realism and, you know, gets away from some of the nonsense they did with Jim Ross and punishing people. And, you know, some of the angles are just ridiculous. And I'm glad that I'm glad we still got an alternative. And unfortunately, them buying up all the tape collections, now I see Florida Spell. Man, they're going to have monopoly on all the footage, too. So.
Yeah, so you're not a big WWE fan.
Oh, not in the least.
No.
Not in the least. I do watch the pay-per-views. I do watch WrestleMania. I try to keep myself abreast of current events via the internet or news boards or what have you. I still do get Observer to Figure Four Online and still get the torch for now to read Bruce Mitchell. But
yeah,
I love Bruce. He's great. But
we had Bruce on a little bit earlier. He was on just a little bit earlier.
No, Bruce is something else. He's a great guy, and I got to meet him up in Charlotte. And you know, some people may say stuff, but he's always been a class act to me, and I can't, you know, say. I know other people will disagree, and probably people I've already mentioned, but he's always been cool to me. I can't say anything bad about him. But.
And you have your own website now.
Yes, sir, I do. I do have my own website now. You can go to itsstillrealtome.com. That's all one word, itsstillrealtome.com, or www.davewillswrestling.com.
Excellent, excellent. Dave, I want to thank you for being on the program. We're running out of time. We've got another guest coming on. But, you know, it's been a great interview, and we've learned a lot about you, and maybe the fans know that you're not a weirdo.
Well, I don't know. We all want like this business. There's a little weird to everybody, but I really do appreciate you having me on and want to invite anybody in the North Carolina area to come out for Southern Championship Wrestling coming up on this Saturday in Lenore and see Dusty against Jerry Lawler, the Midnight Express against the Powers of Pain. And also looks like if they want tickets, they can always go to www.southernchampionshipwrestling.com, and they can help them out with that, www.southernchampionshipwrestling.com.
Okay, excellent. We'll let you go, and we've got another guest coming on, as I said, and I want to thank you for being on the program, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for your fine work, Doc. Have a great evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
David Wills, guys, the crying wrestling fan here on Wrestling Weekly. Interesting guy, Pete, if Pete's still there. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got our featured guest is going to be on the line, Mr. B.G. James from TNA Wrestling. You guys know him as the former Road Dogg. He's going to be on Wrestling Weekly in just a minute, so stick around. It's Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle, I think. You're on Wrestling Weekly. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WrestlingWeekly.com. We always have the scoop on the inside of professional wrestling.
Don't listen to me, people. You can find out for yourself right now at home.
Hi there, folks. This is Joseph White here, and I'm here to tell you about a brand new show on www.WrestlingMediaNetwork.com. The show is called From Pillar to Post Live, and it is taking Wednesday nights by storm, with such guests as AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Don West, indie star Human Tornado, and many, many others. This show is something you do not want to miss out on. That's P2P Live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after In Your Head. For more information, such as how to contact the hosts, upcoming guests, and to chat with other P2P fans in our forums, log on to www.p2plive.net. That's www.p2plive.net. We'll see you Wednesday night, folks.
And now it's time for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Hello, this is Adam Martin from WrestleView.com with some breaking news. For all the latest and greatest in wrestling media, check out a brand new website at www.WrestlingMediaNetwork.com, the new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows such as WTR Sunday Nights, Wrestling News Live, Monday Night Mayhem, Wrestling Weekly, and Trash Talking Radio. Also, a brand new show that will cover all the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games, not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media, visit our new home at www.WrestlingMediaNetwork.com. This has been a breaking news update from WrestleView.com. I'm Adam Martin.
Back to you!
There's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip is just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Hey, do you find that wrestling is more to you than just a passing fancy? Do you need to know more about your favorite wrestler? Do you absolutely have to know all about their history? You, my friend, aren't just passionate. You're obsessed.
Geez, you know, that information might have been a little more useful to me yesterday.
We have a fix for that.
Throw me a freaking bone here. Need the info.
Check out obsessedwithwrestling.com. All the info you need to know about everyone. Located at www.obsessedwithwrestling.com. Histories, title info, bios, aliases, real names.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday!
If wrestling isn't just a passion, but an obsession, check out www.obsessedwithwrestling.com today.
Brothers and sisters, we're here for one reason and one reason alone.
What's up, gang? The Trade Dog here with my tag team partner,
JSK.
Are you looking for the latest and greatest in wrestling media?
Check out our brand new site, www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
The new home of some of your favorite wrestling radio shows, such as
Wrestling News Live,
WTR Sunday Nights,
Monday Night Mayhem,
Wrestling Weekly,
and Trash Talking Radio.
Also, a brand new show that will cover the latest from the world of PS2, PS3, Xbox, and Xbox 360 video games. Not to mention video interviews and other special wrestling video features. For your one-stop shop in the world of wrestling and video game media,
visit our new home at www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Country boys don't rock and roll. Yeah, the record man's home, so you'll never get it on the radio. Well, I'm a crazy son of a
Edward,
but I know I'm gonna make it big and rich. Yeah, I'm gonna let it.
www.wrestlingmedianetwork.com.
Here's the latest news and information on total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com. Log on right now and get your fix of all things TNA Wrestling. Event photos, streaming video, and all of the backstage gossip. Just one click away. Plus, right now, you can find special savings in our merchandise area with a complete line of DVDs featuring Nevermore, the best of Raven, Enigma, the best of Jeff Hardy, and Phenomenal, the best of AJ Styles. Plus, all of our monthly pay-per-view events on DVD as well. And don't forget to check out photos of our lovely ladies in the knockout section. It's your online home for total non-stop action wrestling. It's TNAWrestling.com. TNAWrestling.com.
Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle. He's filling in for legendary Les Thatcher tonight on Wrestling Weekly. Right now on the line is our featured guest from TNA. It's that B to the Jizzle, BG James.
BG James, you dang right. I'm just sitting in my backyard chilling, just looking at my goats and my pigs and my dogs, just hanging out. What are you guys doing?
We're doing our show. Do you have a ranch?
No, I don't have a ranch. I just got a couple of acres, but we're a real animal loving family, so we got a bunch of animals.
Excellent, excellent.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, how's it been going lately at TNA? We haven't talked to you in a few months.
Oh yeah, it's been going real good. It's been going real good. They put me and Billy back together, and at first things were a little shaky. It felt funny being back together, but I think things are coming together now, and it feels good. Feels good. It feels like we're on the up and up.
You've been doing a lot of interviews with Kip together as a tag team.
Yeah.
On the radio. We chose not to go that route tonight though.
Yeah, no, I have. I remember I asked you if he was going to be on there because I have been doing a lot with him lately. We got one Monday.
Good tag team though.
Yeah, I think so.
Outstanding, probably one of the best tag teams, actually the best tag team of this era, no doubt.
You know, the tag team, I appreciate you saying that, the tag team category, I mean, there's some great tag teams out there. I think timing was everything with us. It was just a good time to be a couple of lug nuts and, we were just having fun. I think, like I said, it was timing. Wrestling was doing real good right then, and they put us together, and then Sean and Hunter asked us to be in DX, and it was all uphill for a little while.
Well, when you say that, you know, it was good time, and wrestling was at a good peak at that time, the reason was it was at a good peak is because of guys like yourself and Kip and the whole DX thing.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you can't sell yourself short on that, you know.
I appreciate you saying that. And I try not to sell myself short. I remember that I was a major player at that time, but it's just, I don't know, I guess I just, it just didn't seem like I was a major player. I was having so much fun. I was just having fun, you know what I mean? So I didn't think of myself as one of the major players.
Well, it says a lot about you, you know.
When did it get not fun?
Wrestling?
Yeah.
It's definitely not right now.
Really?
I think, you know what, honestly, I think I lost a little love for it. It's got the abusive spouse syndrome, like the one you see on Cops where the business beats you down. But then when the cops get there, you say, "I love it. I don't want to press the charges. I love it." So, you know, it just gets old, and it turns into a job, and that's when it gets not fun. You know what I mean? When it,
yeah.
Like we just had a blast for like 5 years up there,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, TNA is a real good locker room. I'm not burying TNA at all.
Right.
I'm just burying the business pretty much, which is probably not a good thing to do either. But it's just, I think I lost a little bit of the love for it. I made it to the top, and then you see how corrupt and political things are, and it's, you know, if you got any feelings at all, it hurts your feelings to learn some of the people, you know, just to get to know some of the people, you know, and to know that they're crooked.
Yeah,
I agree.
and they don't mind messing with your livelihood just to make their dollar, you know.
Have you got to meet anybody that you admired growing up that turned on you?
No, to tell you the truth. No, I never did. I admired a lot of wrestlers growing up, but my dad was my hero,
mm-hmm.
and that was for real, and he would never turn on me.
Right.
So I admired a lot of guys coming up, but I really did never have the opportunity for them to turn on me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Never put in that predicament.
We have a live chat room going, and the main ingredient is in the chat room, and he has a question for you. He says, how and why did you and Billy get paired back together in WWF?
Well, we were working against each other, both with like a jabroni cowboy gimmick. He was Rockabilly with the Honky Tonk Man, and I was the real Double J, which was a jab at Jeff Jarrett, you know, from Vince.
Right.
And so we were just going nowhere fast. It really stunk. The gimmick was horrible. I felt horrible. I'd go out trying to sing that gay song, and the people would boo me. So finally, we just kept knocking on his door, you know, and say, both of us saying, just do something. You know, even if it's a better angle or something, anyway, Russo was the one who requested Vince Russo, and he wrote a lot of our stuff. But I don't give writers too much credit, because right. they can put you in a scenario, but you got to get your way out of it, you know what I mean?
Right. Pete Sock, thanks.
What?
Well, Pico, thanks.
That's what I was telling you earlier, because we met back at the backstage of Heat one time. I was writing for WWE.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I mean, I totally agree.
Even the writers,
I mean, the writers on some of the team when I was there didn't have half a clue about the business at all.
Yeah, and they come in and, Yeah, I didn't mean to bury you, dude.
No.
But I mean, I'm serious. You can write me into a scenario, but it's up to me to get my character and all that, make it me and get myself out of that scenario.
So you didn't like that song that you had to sing, did you?
No, it wasn't a good song. You know, it was written by the guy there, the music guy there in the WWF, and so they thought they were going to get some mileage out of it, but it was so lame that, I mean, it just, nothing ever came of it.
Yeah. Rhode Island Red wants to know if you keep in touch with Sean Waltman at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do, actually, pretty often. He's supposed to be working out there in that MTV wrestling thing. I hadn't heard much about it except from Sean. And he said he actually loved it, so he said it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Sean Waltman had done an interview where he said that China had come up to you not too long ago, a few months ago, and introduced herself to you.
Well, it was longer than a few months ago, but yeah, she didn't even recognize me.
But she
was really, really strung out on something, you know. And I'm not pointing any fingers or throwing any rocks because I definitely live in a glass house.
Right.
But she didn't even recognize me. And me and her and Hunter used to ride together, you know, for like 6 months. But I heard she's doing well now, actually. That may not be true, but I heard it. and so I hope she is, to tell you the truth, because she was pretty cool.
I hope, yeah. I hope she is, too, really.
Yeah.
Raven wants to know if you've seen the video with Sean in China.
No, I haven't, and I refuse to, just because I know him. I'm actually friends with him.
I know.
And it's like, it's almost out of bounds.
How can you watch your friend? I don't know. That's just weird. That was a bad question. I had another question for you. Double T says, after watching the shoot clip on you and Kip, do you still feel the same about Triple H? I think we lost him. I think we lost everybody.
No, I'm here.
Pete?
Yeah. The one person you want to lose is still here.
Okay. I think we lost him.
Get him back.
Yeah, let's get him back.
He's walking there, pal. Come on.
Let's take a quick break and give him a call back. I think we lost him on his cell phone.
We're going to take a break?
Yeah, we have to take...
I have lots to say. You want to take a break?
We have to take a break to do this.
Fine.
Okay.
We'll love, man.
We'll be right back in a minute. Doc Young and Irish Pete Doyle back here with you at Wrestling Weekly. We got our guest back.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to run. I had a dirty diaper to change. Man, if you could have seen it, it would have been worth the wait.
We were taking questions from the chat room right before the break, and Raven was asking, I think it was Raven. No, it was Double T was asking a question. He said, after watching the shoot clip on you and Kip, you know which one he's talking about, right?
Yes.
He said, do you still feel the same about Triple H?
I've always felt, you know, it's hard to describe without sounding braggadocious or like, you know what I mean? I'm not like him. He's a different type of person than I am. He cares about different things and he at one point he said something about my family, and I'm very particular about talking about my family.
Right.
And so, and that's just, maybe that's wrong for me to hold a grudge that long, but I'll just go to hell or whatever I'm supposed to do then.
But you guys did get along at first.
Oh, yeah, we got along at first, yeah. But then we got sick of walking around behind him in the ring for 20 minutes while he cut his promos. You know, we didn't get no mic time. And it was just certain things. He thought he was above us. I felt like that. Maybe I'm wrong. Like I said, maybe it's all me. But I felt like he thought he was above us, and it never got any better. And then he made the comment about my, just a comment I'd rather not repeat, but
right,
about my family. And Sean Waltman actually saved his nose.
Yeah.
Because that was the biggest target on his face.
Yeah. Rhode Island Red said he wants you to know that he liked the song and that he said your singing was very good.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. The song, yeah, the song was written by that guy, and I just didn't think it was very catchy for a wrestling thing. You know, I guess if it was for a country song, it would have been fine to get a little airplay. I wouldn't have minded that, but to come out supposedly a tough cowboy wrestler, it just didn't cut the mustard, you know.
Right.
Well, that's how I felt anyway.
It was quite a while ago. I'm trying to think of how I felt about the gimmick. I know for a fact that I loved the New Age Outlaws a lot better.
Yeah, it definitely
so,
worked
I guess
out.
It doesn't matter.
It worked out a lot better for all of us.
Absolutely.
Well, Brian, wouldn't you say though? I mean, and I'm not saying it wasn't fun or it wasn't a horrible gimmick because you know. Obviously, you're the person living it, so you know you have first choice on it. But wouldn't it be better though than not having anything at all to do?
No. It was definitely when they called me and put it on me, I didn't say no.
I definitely
went out in Nashville with them shopping to buy me new cowboy hats and belt buckles. You know, it was definitely. It just got to the point where I felt like, dang, this is going nowhere. You know
right.
what I mean?
It's
going somewhere, but it's just not up. It's down, you know. And so I just felt I needed to tell Vince, and I told Vince, and we just pounded on his door.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Here's a good one. The main ingredient wants to know: does Jerry Lawler have to pay you royalties for puppies?
You know what? I wish he had to pay me royalties for anything. I wonder what he's doing now. Me and Jerry Lawler never got along too well.
Really?
I'll leave it at that.
And he stole puppies from you.
Yeah, of course he did.
Well, at least he admits it.
He should admit it. You should admit the truth. I mean, it really. But there was, you know, when something's good. And it makes sense. I didn't patent it. He can steal it. Yeah, he still had the job after I was gone, so he could have said whatever he wanted to, really.
Mm-hmm. W. Lawson wants to know: do you consider yourself a technician, a high flyer, or a power wrestler?
None of the above.
I
consider myself an entertainer.
Yeah.
A little jab, jab, a little wiggle, wiggle. That's about it all. Yeah, so the technician's definitely out the window. The high flyer, that's laughable. And the power wrestler, yeah, no, I saw a pretty good big boot. That's about it.
But you become probably the most successful Armstrong.
I think that's timing. At the time, my brother Brad was pretty over in Georgia Championship Wrestling. My father was pretty over down there. So it's definitely different times and different, you know, money was different at the time. But I was, like I said, it's all timing. DX hit and it hit the fan.
Oh, yeah.
Only because of the people that are in it, you know, I mean.
Well, I feel that way also. I feel that way also, and I appreciate you saying it.
Russell fan wants to know what your memories are of working with the Headbangers.
I loved working with the Headbangers. They were always good. They were always good. There's a good story about the Headbangers. We were on the Bruise Cruise taking that ship out to sea.
I remember that.
And he... shimmied on the outside of the ship down three rooms to get into my room, and we were like, you know, a million miles out to sea, and it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and he shimmied all the way down on the outside, and I thought, what a friggin' idiot, but that's exactly why I loved them. Yeah, they were great to work with, too.
Funny guys.
What did he do that for, though?
I really don't even know. Me and my wife were asleep in there. He just came in and went through. I think he just did it just to do it. That's why it got over with me so good.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
So what's next for you at TNA? Do you see yourself you know, in a higher profile situation?
I don't know. They got a lot of great wrestlers there. It's just awesome wrestlers. But what they don't have there is a lot of great entertainers. And I'm definitely not saying I'm a great entertainer, but I'm just saying they don't have the guy. You know, they got the guys that can do the backflip. They don't have nobody that can talk you into watching a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking me and Billy, you know, have a run for the belts here shortly. I'm hoping it's against some Cowboys. I think that'll be kind of apropos, you know, the wannabe New Age Outlaws against the real New Age Outlaws. and that'll be a good run there. Maybe we can throw a dumpster match in there somewhere.
That whole thing with LAX is coming to a head.
Yeah, it's coming to a head, I may be biased, but I think it's been watching. I think it's pretty good. I think it's pretty personal, and
mm-hmm.
I think you know, people can see through that, and I think it's been pretty personal. It's but it is coming to a head. You're right.
I can there's been a lot of we call it membership problems with LAX though.
Yeah.
Every week you see somebody different representing them, but I thought it was weird that they had let you guys go over on LAX personally because
on the first pay-per-view. Their mentality was we'll get the heat back right after that, but I thought the same thing. I thought the exact same thing. I thought that didn't say much for how they feel about LAX, you know what I mean?
Mhm. Yeah, Les and I
I think Latino Faction on that Spike Network and Primetime, I think that could really be you know, important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Me and Les play this prediction game. We try to predict who's going to win, and we both picked LAX.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it made sense story wise.
Yeah, that's it. That's every now and then they do things a little bass-ackwards down there at TNA. But maybe they're trying to throw the fans, or maybe they're trying to. I'm not sure what they're trying to do.
Double T wants to know, outside of your family members, who would you like to team with the most?
Let me think. That's an interesting question. My family members, Brad obviously would come first, but the late, great Kurt Hennig would be my ideal, my dream partner.
Because mm-hmm.
He was my favorite wrestler. He was always my favorite. I thought he was great.
Yes, Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, I thought that whole Mr. Perfect angle was great. When he'd throw the football and then he'd end up catching it and he'd bowl the strike without looking. And I just thought the whole angle was great and he could produce in the ring. You know,
that stuff was classic.
Yeah, it was great.
Most underrated performers in the business ever.
Absolutely, I have to agree. Quackney Daphne has a question. She says, if Vince called you tomorrow, would you go back to WWE?
No, never.
Never.
If he called me right now and beeped in, I would not even talk to him.
Well, what is the, if I can ask, what is the heat between you and Vince? Because I don't know the terms.
It's really not heat. It's just, I guess it's a little heat. It's just how they let me go up there. I went to them asking for help, and they told me to come home and get my head on right. And when I got home, I had a release.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't even have the courage to tell me. Jim Ross and Bruce Pritchard sat across the table from me and didn't have the courage to tell me, you're a liability, kid. You know, I understand their reasoning. Their reasoning is perfectly logical. I was a liability at the time. And when I went and requested help, which they had given me a couple times before, they had sent me through rehab, and so I give them credit. It was just sour taste in my mouth about how they let me go, and the reason I would never go back up there is because the boys up there are miserable. Vince surrounds himself with yes men who will stab you in the back in a heartbeat to make Vince smile,
mm-hmm.
and And I'm a dad now. I'm 36 years old. I got some 3 kids. I got some goats and pigs. I ain't going on 20 days on the road with a dress code. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a drug test. I'm sitting at home and I'm chilling. I'm living my life now how I should have been doing when I thought I was doing the right thing last time with him, you know, making all that money. But it just no money. Money can't buy you love.
No.
Right, man.
Boogie Knight says, could you tell us about your first days in the business? Who did you wrestle and who did you work for?
My first match ever was against Terry Taylor in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, wow.
And it was like WCW the early years, but I was still in the Marine Corps. And I showed up to see my brother Steve, and Tracy Smothers, his partner, was sick. And Kevin Sullivan was the booker and said, the agent that night, and said, hey, can you wrestle? And I said, well, I've been, you know, wrestled around a couple times in the ring with my brothers and stuff. So I borrowed my brother's gear and wrestled Terry Taylor.
Wow.
And that was like my first match ever in a ring, and there was like 13,000 people in there.
And who was that for?
It was WCW, I believe. Early WCW.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when my brother Steve and Tracy were the Smoking Guns, and Curtis Hughes was in there, and Terry Taylor. So that was my first match. But I was still in the Marine Corps and started working some independent shows up in North Carolina, and then moved, as soon as I got out, moved to Atlanta and lived with Brad and worked around there. A lot of David Young, New Jack, a lot of guys that are around now, I came in with in that North Georgia territory. And then I did jobs for WCW and got a tryout for WWF, and the rest was history.
There's a girl in this chat room wanting to know if she can have your fourth kid, but
that's gonna not work. That's not gonna work out.
It's not gonna happen out like that, lady.
I'm flattered, but thank you, but no thank you.
Well, Brian, since you brought it up, and I think aside from this business, you've earned my respect.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian.
Well, I'm talking about because you fought in the Gulf War.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
You know, that in itself is outstanding. I mean, what do you think of what's going on today?
You know what? It's real hard to say because I'm a Bush supporter, even though he's a babbling idiot. I still support him because I stand, you know, I feel like we need a strong national defense. And do what? Okay. And then, sorry about that. I think we should have gone over there and got Saddam when I was over there, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And maybe let them work things out. But they've been fighting over there for 2,000 years, you know, and it's all over. If I'm Baptist and you're Catholic, except I'm going to kill you because of it. You know what I mean? It's all a religious war, and I don't think just because we go over there and take their leader, that's ever going to stop. I mean, they're about to have a civil war again right now. I think if we just pull out, you know, it's a catch-22. If we just pulled out, then there'd really be chaos. And if we and since we're staying, there's more and more of our troops dying every day for their religion. You know, these. I mean, at the risk of sounding prejudiced, that's craziness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't think of any religion in the world that doesn't promote peace. You know what I mean? You don't kill each other.
Yeah,
you have
war
peace.
Is over.
And now Hamas is right ruling Palestine or whatever, and they don't recognize Israel as a state. They think they're still a part of their country. So it's. Yeah, that's the Middle East is crazy over there.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Do you have any close calls when you were over there?
Yeah, a couple, as a matter of fact.
I don't know if you want to talk about this or
but,
not.
Well, I mean, I'd rather not really, but yeah, a couple of real close calls and nothing compared to what these boys are going through.
Right.
I mean, we hit them at 24 hours. The ground war was over. You know what I mean? In 91.
So what do you see in the future for you and Kip?
Like I said, I hope a title shot. I hope I hope we get. I think we'll win them in the future. You know what I mean? I think they trust us enough to. I'm a bit older and a bit slower and a bit fatter, but he's still in really good shape. So I can trust on that.
Do you guys hang out like when you're not wrestling together? Do you see each other or talk to each other?
Yeah. He lives down there in Orlando, and I live up in Northwest Florida, so we only see each other like tomorrow we're going to work. We'll share a room and ride together and all that. But yeah, we're definitely friends, you know, as well as teammates. We know each other. Like I said, it started off rocky again because we hadn't been together in six years, I guess. But excuse me, we're ironing out the wrinkles and it's coming right back together.
Well, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he really is. BG, I want to thank you for being on the show. We're running out of time.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I babbled so much about the politics.
Hey, no problem.
I brought it up.
It's interesting. It doesn't always have to be about wrestling.
Well, you know, I just
The politic talk was about wrestling.
that politics. Okay.
Well, you know, I just want people to understand, you know, not only were you a great performer that helped, you know, the WWE in the 90s, but you've also done a lot for this country.
Yeah. Bro, I appreciate you. I don't get that very often. I appreciate you saying that.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the program.
Hey, no problem.
Hey, you're one of our favorite guests, B-Jizzle.
Well, I appreciate
Seriously.
It, guys. You have a good one.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, later.
BG James here on Wrestling Weekly, guys. That's going to about wrap up the show. We're running over a little bit there, Pete.
Well, hold on. I got another half hour of stuff I want to talk about.
I know you do.
And I know everybody in the chat room is only tuning in just to listen to me, so come on.
You know what we should do?
What?
Let's end the show as normal.
All right.
And then come back on and talk to these guys like, you know, no show or nothing like that, no format. Let's just talk to the people in the chat room.
I'm all for that.
You want to do that?
I got to be a heel because, you know, UPW is making a comeback here on the 25th of this month. So I got to be a heel again and be a jackass.
Okay. See, this way we don't have to record it. It's not going to be on the replay or anything like that. So this is a live thing, and it's, you know, it's one of those spontaneous things that we're going to do. So we're going to end the show right now, but we will come back live. For all the live listeners and answer your questions and speak to you guys, you know, without constraints right after this. So I do want to say next week our special guest is going to be Jim Kettner from the ECWA Super 8 tournament. He's the booker. He's going to be our special guest next week. Also, the return of Buff Bagwell.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you wish you were doing next week's show with us?
The return?
The return of Buff Bagwell.
Return to what, this show or the return to wrestling?
The return to this show.
Oh, jeez.
Buff Bagwell is going to be on the program next week. You're supposed to say, you know, even if you don't like the guest, you're supposed to say, that's a great guest. You got to do what's right for the show.
I want to call in while he's on and have it out with him. ask him, you know, where did you get off impersonating a wrestler, you know?
All right, we're going to end this show right now. We'll see you guys next week. Check us out again from on Thursday from 8 to 10.
If you're not in the chat room, get in the chat room because I guess we're going to have a Q&A session.
We're going to have a Q&A session live right now. If you're not in the chat room, come on into the chat room right now, wrestlingweekly.com.
Check us out
next week. Don't forget to check out what Les is up to every week at lesthatcher.com and epwt.com. That's the Elite Pro Wrestling Training Seminars. Also, don't forget that Wrestling Weekly is part of the Wrestling Media Network.
That's right.
WrestlingMediaNetwork.com is their web address. You can check out our show and a bunch of other shows.
Yeah. And UPW.com.
At Wrestling Media. UPW.com.
Yes. I have my own column on there that I write a bunch of crap on.
Yes, absolutely. Also, I want to thank WrestleTalk Radio for their help tonight. We are also part of WrestlingRadio.net. And like I said, we'll be back next week with Buff Bagwell and Jim Kettner here on Wrestling Weekly. We'll see you guys next week. For Irish Pete Doyle, I'm Doc Young. Good night.
You've been listening to Wrestling Weekly. Please join us next Thursday from 8 to 10 Eastern
here on www.wrestlingweekly.com.